Many feared the worst for Wilt's businesses in late 2016 after the opening of the new bypass on Highway 101 that travels around Main Street instead of through it. And that was followed by disruptive downtown construction this year, remaking the sidewalks and roads. And all that with the backdrop of a rapidly changing cannabis market, reducing spending money coming into the community. And while the latest numbers for city sales tax receipts show a smaller decrease than originally anticipated, local businesses continue to struggle, with several having to shut their doors for good in the last couple years. Take a walk around town and you'll find about 25 empty storefronts. However, the town is battling back. In addition to efforts by city government and staff, and the downtown improvements that will come along with the completion of the Main Street Corridor Enhancement Plan, several citizen-led nonprofit groups have taken initiative, volunteering their time to try and help revitalize the town and usher in a brighter future in this time of transition. One of these groups, Willits Economic Localization, known as WELL, recently began a program called Paint the Town, where artists paint mural-styled themes on items such as fire hydrants, garbage bins, concrete barricades, and power boxes to brighten and liven up the town. They've also led an effort with the Wilt Center for the Arts to put up large photos of local artists taken by photographer Reese Slocum in the windows of vacant commercial buildings. Wilt's Mayor Madge Strong, who is also a member of WELL, said excitement is building as various new projects and activities spring up.
There's a really bubbling up of volunteer energy and ideas and actual programs and featuring some of the things that we're so rich in, which is our musicians and our artists and our, you know, it's really exciting to bring that up and create kind of a buzz and not only for ourselves, for our own enjoyment, but perhaps it'll become a tourist attraction.
The Willits City Council approved the Paint the Town project at a recent council meeting after seeing the first work by local artist Brian Weller, a trash and recycling bin painted in the style of the famous modern artist Pierre Mondrian. Weller has gone on to work on several other items. There will be a gathering near the corner of Main and Commercial Street this Sunday to paint murals on the large concrete barriers there as part of the project. All are welcome to come by and help out. That's Sunday, September 30th at 11 a.m. Strong explained why she thought Wilts was seeing so much volunteer activity these days.
I think we all kind of survived the bypass and the destruction and reconstruction of our sidewalks, and we just feel the need to pull together and make our, especially our downtown, but our whole town, a vibrant and exciting place to be. One thing has kind of triggered another and another, and people have gotten these ideas, and now they're feeling empowered to bring them into reality, and they're synergistic, you know, that they all work together.
Another group, the Visit Willits Tourism Board, which formed recently with the mission to stimulate local economic growth and promote Willits as a travel destination, has organized the upcoming Wild Willits Festival, taking place on October 20th, which will feature multiple long-distance foot races, music, art vendors, and a local food contest. In addition, local business owners and other sponsors are funding the first outdoor concert series, hosted by the city, called Falling Out of Summer. It takes place downtown at Recreation Grove on Thursdays at 5 p.m. for the next 3 weeks. While the future is uncertain for the Wilts area in this post-bypass legal cannabis era, it surely has many in its community working hard to keep things moving in the right direction. Here's the band Double Standard, who will be playing at Rec Grove tomorrow, playing a cover of Tommy Castro's Lucky in Love. For KZYX, I'm Forrest Glyer. I'm lucky in love. I'm so lucky in love. Never had much luck with it.